podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
I mean, Porto is a side that terrifies me. It really, really terrifies me. Sergio Conceição, I mean, they've had such a field day with Italian teams. Knocked Milan out in the group stages, obviously knocked Juventus out in the knockouts. Sergio Conceição and Simone Inzaghi are like such, you know, they're good friends. They played together, obviously. And Conceição is one of those, you know, sort of Italian-minded coaches who really studies the opponent. But this was a good Inter side. So are we hopeful?
Yeah, I don't know, Mina. I mean, Lukaku, to me in this game, and of course you mentioned Lula, they actually weren't on the pitch at the same time. They sort of traded up, but Lukaku was on at the beginning with Dzeko. And actually like building up to that penalty that they got and that he scored at the second attempt, it was him who sort of put the cross in beforehand that created the penalty. And there was something about the movements, something about the sort of the run down to the byline that gave me like a flashback to a couple of years ago when he was there with Lautaro. But it was all happening like in slow motion. I got this horrible analogy in my head, which I'm sorry for, if I'm going to make you all suffer, which is like, have you ever seen those videos of like horrible videos of like when a fish or like some other seafood has been like cooked and it's on the plate, but it's still like giving some of those twitches like it used to do when it was still alive?
Yeah.
I felt like that about Lukaku. It was like he's not really the same Lukaku he was before. He's just sort of got something in his central nervous system that's still propelling him to do the same motion. Because he looks nothing like the player who dominated Serie A. I'm just being honest about it. He's plodding. He's slow. He's not that player. He was so good a couple of years ago. I was all aboard the Lukaku train.
You really were.
And to me, he doesn't look like it right now. To me, anyway. I don't know if Patrick disagrees.
No, I think you're right. And part of that has been, I think, the emergence of Lautaro as well. It's, you know, it was Lukaku was the senior partner and they played very well together. But I think now Lautaro's just on another level and age is clearly a factor. And I think wear and tear as well. You know, Lukaku has a massive frame. He's going to turn 30 this year. And he's been playing at the highest level since he was a teenager. So I just do wonder how much his body has had to take, you know, getting a serious injury, having had a good run without them. We've seen it with Pogba. We've seen it with Zlatan. The later you have that big injury, the harder it becomes to then come back from it. So I do wonder. I really hope we can see the best of him again. But it is concerning because it's not at all the same player that was so dominant. And maybe Serie A defensives have also figured out how to handle him, don't leave as much space in behind, don't allow, you know, mark him very tight, touch tight, or have a second defender in the vicinity who can then help you double up. But you remember how many times in those 2 years under Conte, he used to just receive the ball back to goal, either roll someone or lay it off and people would be running beyond him. I hope we can see it again because, I'm pretty much of the same opinion with you that unfortunately it's, you know, they talk about Minestra, Scaldata, don't they? You know, don't heat up old soup, basically. And I think we've seen that was the story for me, really, of all season. It's the microcosm because everyone was excited about Lukaku and Pogba. Pogba hasn't kicked a ball. Lukaku scored, I think, 3 goals across all competitions, including this one, which was a penalty. And Kvaratskhelia, who no one knew anything about, has just burst onto the scene. So I think that's a very sort of simplistic take. It's quite reductive, but I think there's something to that as well, yeah.
Hey gang, just wanted to let you know that you can now get a free 14-day trial of our Chronicles Tifosi Patreon membership.
Subscribe now for free for 14 days to get access to all of our full episodes, solo minisodes, bonus content, even behind-the-scenes bonuses like our chats about football, and of course, our chats about life in general. You can also get the entire back catalogue of Serie A Chronicles content.
So head over to serieachronicles.com/Patreon and subscribe to the Chronicles Tifosi membership for free.
Sports Social Podcast Network.